I'd like you to turn in your canvas to the Songs of Christmas, if you would, please. I think they're in the 226 and following, in that area. There's about 25 or 30 songs in here. I think probably what we're going to do today, let's just pick a song that we don't normally get to sing much. We'll sing that. And then there's, I do want to go through Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence on 241. But in the meanwhile, let's pick one of these Christmas songs that's been around for a long time, but it's not usually one of the ones that comes up. Okay? So, something like, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, or Good Christmas, Men Rejoice, or one of those. Does anyone have a suggestion? Along these lines in here? Okay, I'll pick. See that way. Let's do It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. It's on page 239. Is there anybody that does not know the tune to It Came Upon a Midnight Clear? Okay, that's well known. If you don't know the tune, just go to the mall. You'll hear it somewhere. Okay, let's sing this song together. It's 239, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Here we go. It came upon a midnight clear. No, it's not. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just interrupt you here and I'll start again. A little flight of fancy in my head. Sorry. It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, of angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. A song the earth thrilled to bear from hands of
the count for the Yeah, when you got your eyes open.
Yeah, thank you. All right. No, that's a good song. There's lots of good encouragement in this. The writers from the pre 1850-1875 era usually had a different view of the future than the ones that came after. And they generally wrote songs that encouraged you to take the long view of things. As in this one, talking about how the days are hastening on until the time comes when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors point. It's just a good long-term vision, and it's well worth cultivating and remembering. Okay, please turn over to 241, Let All Mortal Flesh Be Silent. I'm not going to play this, I'm just going to give a note to start with. Do you guys remember this one? No? Okay, because we did this occasionally. I think we did it a couple different years at Covenant Reform. It starts right here. You'll probably catch on.
Let all mortal flesh keep silent, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to earth descended. Our full homage to demand.
Okay, does that ring any bells? Nope, no bells. Wins the Nobel Prize. Okay, here we go. Let's do the end.
Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to Hallelujah, Lord Most High.
to be a 17th century French carol. One that Leo's ancestors made. Okay. Up on the overhead, we're going to work on a song that we did here well, 2 weeks ago, I guess, from Psalm 46. Try this.
God is our refuge and strength.
Okay, remember that part? You girls doing all right with this? Okay, good. Here we go again.
God is our refuge and strength, the very first help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, for the earth is great. So the mountains be moved to the heart of the sea, so in water. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved to the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and storm, though the mountains tremble at its coming. There is a river of streams, make paths to the upper, a holy habitation of the Lord Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God will help her when the morning comes. The nations praise the kingdom, pottery utters his voice, the earth. God of Jacob is our fortress. The nations praise the kingdom's daughter, he utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved to the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and storm, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved to the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, a holy habitation of the Lord Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nations praise the kingdom's daughter, he utters his voice, the earth melts. God of Jacob is our fortress. The nation praise the kingdom's daughter, he utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord.